Hello, welcome to another episode of Nude Talk Radio. I'm not a certified counselor, but I do have my own experiences in relationships, and let me tell you, I've had many, more than what a 40-year-old should have, in my opinion. But I am working alongside with Ana Morales, and she'll be answering just some questions that the listeners are emailing in, which you can email any type of relationship issue or relationship topic or just some feedback at nikkiray.media@gmail.com. So Ana Morales, she has her master's in clinical mental health counseling and is a licensed chemical dependency intern. So we'll hear from her towards the end of every episode. But welcome. I do host a love show Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays on a FM radio station. So if you're interested in that, I'll let you know which app to download and all that good stuff. So last week on the love show, I was talking about different sex positions according to your love language. Now, this is where it gets just a little bit complicated. And if you're not understanding exactly what your love language is or how you give love, then it's going to sound very alien to you. But I'm going to try to help you out, all right? So love languages, there's 5 different ones, and I'm pretty sure that you've heard of some of them, right? Words of affirmation, acts of service, physical touch, gifts. And there's one more that I'm not remembering, possibly because that isn't my love language, so I don't remember it. But along the lines, this is what I'm going to be talking about this episode and how it's affecting a lot of couples in long-term relationships cope mentally and emotionally with the lack of. So let's dive into it. I just remembered the last love language, quality time. That's the most common. And it leads mainly to physical touch. It's linked between both of them. So if your love language is physical touch, then quality time is also in that. So you can have a combination of one or more love languages. And this is why it gets complicated, because a lot of people were always told, well, what's your love language? Not what's your love languages, but what's your love language? I would say 3. It's the physical touch, which goes into the quality time, and I would say acts of service, because I enjoy not having to do a few things because my spouse takes care of that, and it's amazing. Like pumping gas. Who loves to pump gas when it's freaking 30 degree weather in Texas? Not me. And I'm pretty sure not you either. And it just takes communication and the agreement with both of your love languages and your spouse's love language. So since it's almost Valentine's, I said, why not do like a little Valentine segment on the best sex positions according to your love language. So grab a chair, grab some snacks, grab your partner, and try these as you're listening. Make sure you stretch first. Sometimes a good stretch could help you last just a little bit longer. And keep in mind, this is your life partner. This is your partner that you can talk to anything about. And fantasies are something that you shouldn't shy away from, especially if it's going to benefit both of you in the bedroom and overall in your relationship. I mean, if you have a fantasy about being tied to the headboard, say it. And this is definitely real talk. So if you're ready for this, I'm ready. Everyone's ready. So let's start with the first one. Words of affirmation. This one's mainly popular among men. Men love to hear, you're such a strong man. You're so brave. You're so courageous. The energy that you have to wake up every morning and do what you do for the family. I love you for that. You're amazing. Those type of words of affirmation go a long way. So sex position that you need to try is a chair man, which is why I asked you to get a chair. So you're going to want to have your partner sit on the chair, or if you don't have one, the edge of the bed is good. This position is ideal and it hits just right in the G spot. And since your man loves hearing how amazing he is, plus it's the most sexiest way to chit chat. So sit on your partner facing away from them, meaning that you're going to have your back towards their chest, and you can drape your legs over theirs, or you can also bring your knees up to your chest, whatever is more comfortable for you. Lean your head back and start chit chatting. Tell him how wonderful he feels. And this next position for acts of service will possibly have you searching to see exactly how the position is. It's called the Lotus, and this is most ideal for those partners that just love to take on the responsibility and make life easier on their better half. To get into this position, your partner sits with their legs crisscross while you sit on top with their legs wrapped around their waist. From here, you can share sweet kisses and heated stares while your partner does the motions of slow grinding, depending on the mood. This is why I told you to stretch if you haven't sat crisscross in forever. The third love language is gifts. Now, this one always gets misconstrued by being materialism, and it's not. It's really just coming from the heart, thoughtfulness, and effort. That's what gifts is. So this position is the good old 69, and you know how to 69. I hope that you do. I don't think you need to search this one. But be creative. You can lay side by side, and you can also introduce toys and lubes with this one. And if you want to get just a little more erotic, you can introduce anal play with this position. I feel like this next position is going to be everyone's go-to, even though their love language isn't quality time, but this one is just so amazing to just lay there side by side your partner. And this one's called the snuggly spoon, and it's exactly what it sounds like. You're going to lay side by side each other. You can caress each other's body, and there's just so many ways to really satisfy and connect on a deeper level. And don't be shy to introduce toys to this position as well. You can even blindfold each other and with a feather just, you know, tease one another. And connecting on a deeper level this way really makes your relationship grow stronger and stay strong. And I save the best for last only because this is my love language. It's physical touch. And when you're already a touchy person, it's not surprising that your ideal sex position would involve even more skin to skin contact. Yes, give me more. Now, this position is grinding scissor. I know, I was even freaked out too. I was like, huh? What? What is this? It sounds a bit threatening, but it's actually a fun and very intimate position, and it gets you all tangled up in it too. So lie on your back with your partner perpendicular and facing you on their side. You go ahead and search for it. Go ahead and search. I know, what does perpendicular mean anyways? From here, you want to place one of your legs between theirs and drape your other leg over their hips. This is a perfect position because you can feel everything inside of you. And the plus side is that you have your hands free, so you can always play with those sex toys, or you can also just play with yourself. It's really important to just open up about what gets you off, especially your specific desires and needs. It's going to make it so much better. And that brings me to this episode's question, coming from Veronica from El Paso. So her question is it normal for a long-term relationship of 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 plus years to have a decline in sexual intimacy? And why would that be if he doesn't have erectile dysfunction and I'm in my prime? So what can you tell me with that?
On the line, I have Ana Morales, a certified mental health counselor, to answer this question with her experience and also medical research.
It is very normal for either a short-term or long-term relationship to have a decline in intimacy. In today's generation, we get so caught up with work and school, our environment, our health, our family, our kids, that we forget what's also important is our relationship and maintaining that relationship. In so many relationships, we tend to see something that's very routine in the bedroom. And, you know, this is where couples tend to get bored because they already know what's going to happen next. And this is why I highly recommend having a date night and reconnecting and maybe even communicating about trying something different in the bedroom to spark things up so they don't become routine and they don't become boring and decline behind the doors as well.
And according to relationship counselor Pat Grange, who was highlighted by Kate Holmquist, she has an article in the Irish Times. The Irish Times, I think my husband is faking impotence to avoid having sex. And this could be a really big issue because you start to question your attractiveness and you start questioning your own self-worth. And this is where emotional abuse comes in. And a lot of people don't think it's a really big deal or thing, and it is. They just don't know how to even talk about it if they're even experiencing this in their current relationship or even in their past relationships and they're now single because you know what? They don't want to waste their time anymore. They're done with love. There is no such thing as love or the right person or your soulmates. Yes, there is. You have to mold them. This is why there's lots of articles and books and seminars and counseling and movies. I can go on and on about relationships and how they're not easy. So you have to work at it. And this whole thing of playing hard to get, you play hard to get so they want you more. Yes, it has an upside because then they desire and yearn for you. And you finally get laid. You finally get what you've been wanting to get from the one person that you want to get it from. But to what sacrifice? I've never understood why wives or even husbands, but I've heard more wives, when they play hard to get in their marriage. Like, why? Why withhold sex and beautiful intimacy time just because you want to what? I don't know. I don't know. I've never withheld anything from anyone. So what is it that I'm not gaining? Because I'm curious. The respect, the desire, the stronger commitment. I mean, what is it that you gain from that? I'm curious. And it's an actual question within my episode. What are you gaining from that? Because I'm really curious. In my opinion, the way that I feel about that is I don't want my partner to walk out the door and feel unsatisfied and feel empty and feel like he's not getting what he needs from me. Because at any moment, anyone could break, especially if they're the most faithful person. You know, they can only take so much. And if this continued behavior happens, then who's to know that they're not out there getting it from someone else? And I don't want that to happen. I don't want to give a reason for my partner to do that. But then again, this is just me talking about it, how I feel. You know, everyone has different opinions on it. But in all honesty, it seems like that. Because even for a woman, I'm not getting what she wants from a man. You're not going to go through your day ignoring it. I know that most women don't. Men can, because men were brought up to withhold lots of emotions, and it's really difficult to get your man to open up emotionally. It's not impossible, but it's going to be a big challenge. To hear more of me, you can listen to my love show. I'm on FM radio, Ultra 104.9 FM. You can search for us online at www.ultra1049.com. And you can also download a new Cleo radio app where you can listen to my love show. I am on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. So you can always tune in through there. And you can send in any type of questions that you might have, feedback, ideas, topics. And your questions will be answered by a certified mental health counselor, Ana Morales. You all have a good one. You've been listening to Nude Talk Radio.